Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very soon, some devotees will be taking the ISKCON Disciple Course, and this is intended as words of encouragement for all of you. The process of devotional service, explained by our great Acharya Rupa Goswami, begins with this taking shelter of a qualified person, finding a qualified person and taking shelter of a qualified person to assist us on the path of devotional service. I encourage you all to read Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 10. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada outlines these stages of bhakti that you're about to embark on. The nine stages of bhakti begin with faith, adav shraddha. With faith, Krishna then sends sadhus, devotees of the Lord, sadhu sangha, that's Krishna's mercy, to nourish faith. And that faith is then further developed, nourished, enhanced by bhajana kriya. Bhajana means devotional activity. Kriya means those, the activities of devotion, bhajana kriya. And what you're doing right now, this taking of the ISKCON Disciple Course, means something has moved in your heart through faith, through association of devotees, and through devotional activity with those devotees to come to the stage of wishing to qualify yourself, become more clear in the principle of becoming a disciple, taking shelter, is complete conformity with Rupa Goswami's teachings, which you can read in Nectar Devotion. Again, I encourage you to read Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 10, where this Rupa Goswami verse is explained. The verse and purport make it very clear. Moving from the material position towards the spiritual position is what you're doing. And through association, through devotional activities in that association, through taking shelter, preparing oneself to take shelter, is moving from material limitations towards the spiritual light or spiritual illumination in life. There are conceptions of life that need to be looked at carefully, the material conception, spiritual conception. What are they? How am I being influenced? How can I move towards the spiritual conception? There's obstacles. The verse identifies some of them. Vita, raga, bhaya, krodha. Material affinity has its obstacles. But by mudapashraya, by taking shelter of transcendence, by taking shelter, ultimately by taking shelter of Krishna through the medium of his representatives, mamupashrita, one has Krishna's shelter. And one becomes purified. And when one becomes purified, then one becomes eligible to better understand the goal of bhakti and the object of bhakti, the person who one is serving through the medium of bhakti. So it's a wonderful journey, and your taking of the ISKCON Disciple Course is very edifying. It makes the step that you're entertaining, looking at carefully, more clear, very helpful, brilliantly done, and I'm really happy for you that you're taking the course and taking a closer look at this important step in spiritual progress. My best wishes to all of you. Happy journey back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki.